Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Wednesday, July 30th, 2014. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our headlines, opposition UWP defends decision to walk out of Parliament. From the Ridgeon Disaster Agency, shot in the foot by CARICOM members' failure to pay. And internationally, Israeli strikes hit UN school, Gaza shopping area. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited, Courts Dominica Limited, Dragon Windows, and Orange Media. Details coming up.
Redcap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Redcap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth and unmatched blend. This outstanding refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Redcap Rum surprise. Redcap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Redcap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
Hi, I'm Akeem. I was arrested when I was 16 and sent to jail for stealing a skateboard from my neighbor. I spent a year behind bars and I made a lot of good friends there too. Guys who were there for stealing, rape, stabbing, even murder. Well, now I'm 21 and I'm doing some time for robbing a store and wounding the shop owner as well.
If only Akeem was given a second chance through a program of reform. Let us deal with juvenile delinquency differently so we can have children who truly change for good. Reformed, reaccepted, and reunited with a community that loves without judgment. The Juvenile Justice Reform Project, a new path to changing lives for good. Funded by USAID and the OECS Secretariat.
Your style, your taste, your look. As individual as you are. Find the furniture piece that's right for you, only at Courts. Choose from our wide selection of fresh new designs, luxurious comfort, and contemporary elegance. Best of all, it's more affordable than you think. So create the room that's all about you. Come into Courts today, where furniture is fashionable. Courts, bringing value home.
Be well protected in this hurricane season with Dragon Windows. Big sale on products. Up to 25% discount on rolling shutters, railings and fencing order. Up to 15% discount on customized windows and doors order. Check out great deals at Dragon Windows Focoli. Dragon Windows, located only at Focoli, offers you the best value for your money. Get strong, durable, quality UPVC windows from Dragon Windows. Call 448-0253 or 275-7372.
Promotion ends on August 31st.
Met officers say a tropical depression could form in the region within the next 24 hours. A weather outlook for Dominica indicates that a weak instability due to the presence of a weak trough system is expected to result in an increase in cloudiness, some scattered showers, and possible isolated thunderstorms across parts of the island's chain during the next 24 hours. Satellite images indicate that showers and thunderstorms associated with an area of low pressure located about 1,100 miles east of the Windward Islands remain limited. However, the system could strengthen into a depression if the system continues to show signs of organization. Q95 News will continue to monitor the progress of this system as it is expected to approach the region by the weekend. Slight to moderate sea conditions are expected during the next 24 hours of swells peaking near 5 feet. Dominica continues to make a name for itself at the 2014 Commonwealth Games taking place in Glasgow, with a number of the island's top athletes making it past the qualifying rounds in their concentrations. Long jump athlete Thea Lafond advanced to the women's triple jump final with a season best of 13.15 meters, and Dylan Simon has also made it through to the finals in the shot put. Dominica Amateur Athletics Association coach Cedric Harris has more.
Mr. Dylan Simon, who was eyed in a shot put for men finals, and he placed seventh overall, throwing a national record 18.66 meters. There was also Thea Lafond, who made it to the finals of the women triple jump, and she'll be competing later on today, We had Mitchell Davis competed yesterday in the semifinals for men in the 400 meters. He didn't make it into the finals. Harrison Ito got eliminated in the first round for the 400 meters for men, and that was 2 days ago. We also had Mr. Brendan Williams, who competed in the high jump. He got eliminated during the qualifying round, jumping a height of 2.05 meters. Still have to come the triple jump, the high jump for women, which will be on later this afternoon, the preliminaries, and TLR4 will be participating in that event. Also, Mr. David Regis has made it to the finals for the men, long jump, and he jumped a distance of 7.70 meters.
Same time, Harris says that Dominican 200-meter athlete Derek Saja has been defeated at the IAAF World Junior Championships in Eugene, Oregon. He is expected to return to Dominica on Thursday.
We also had out at the World Junior Championship in Eugene, Oregon, Mr. Derek Saja, along with Coach Manuel Lublak. He'll be returning to Dominica today, but Derek only made it to the quarterfinals, and he won time of 50.52 seconds in the 400 meters. Didn't make it that far, but all the best. He had a good experience based on his words, and he's expecting to continue training on his return home.
In more news, the opposition United Workers' Party, UWP, has defended its decision to walk out of Parliament, which resulted in no opposition government rebuttal on the 2014 and 2015 national budget. On Thursday, July 24, members of the government side overwhelmingly supported a motion for UWP Senator Danny Lugay's suspension, arising from statements he made at a UWP meeting in Sufria recently. When the motion was being made in the House of Assembly, members of the UWP walked out, missing the opportunity to debate with the government the $489,975,480 2014-2015 national budget. Speaking at a UWP press conference Wednesday, leader of the UWP, Lennox Linton, says at that moment, the opposition UWP had to make a decision whether to stand for what is right or to stay in Parliament to debate another empty budget presented by the Prime Minister.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition responded to the budget on the following day, on the 24th. What happened was the other parliamentarians, and that would have been six of United Workers Party parliamentarians, exercised the option to, well, it would have been five really because of the suspension of Senator Lugay. And in these matters, you make choices. What is more important for you? To stand for what is right and just, or to make some comments in Parliament about Mr. Skerritt's budget?
Empty.
An empty budget that doesn't address the needs of Dominica at this time. The options are in front of you, and you have to make a choice. The United Workers Party, Team Dominica parliamentarians decided that they would stand against the injustice, against the illegal, hypocritical behavior of the Labour Party parliamentarians, and in solidarity with their colleague, Senator Danny Lugay. And that's all there is to it.
2014 continues to be a noteworthy year for Rosalie Bay, an eco boutique and wellness resort on the Atlantic coast of Dominica. Shortly after being recognized by Condé Nast Traveler in the 2014 Gold List of the World's Best Places to Stay, being named as one of the 2014 Best Hotels in the Caribbean by U.S. News and World Report, and being recognized by TripAdvisor as one of the top 25 small hotels in the Caribbean, the resort has once again received more recognition. Rosalie Bay Resort took the second place in Nast Traveler list of the top 25 resorts in the Caribbean. The resort received an outstanding Reader's Choice rating of 95.1. The Reader's Choice Awards listed some of the Caribbean's top destinations, such as Jamaica, St. Martin, the Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico. Meantime, Linton has described as absolute garbage accusations by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt that the UWP does not care about the suffering of the Dominican people. The Prime Minister's statements came in light of the absence of the opposition UWP in the House of Assembly to debate the 2014 and 2015 national budget, as he spoke at the closing of Parliament on Tuesday night. The UWP walked out of the House of Assembly on Thursday, July 24, when members of the government side overwhelmingly supported the motion for UWP Senator Danny Lugay's suspension, arising from statements he made at a UWP meeting in Surfrir recently. However, speaking at a UWP press conference today, Linton says the UWP's budget shows the party's obvious concern for the well-being of the country, unlike the national budget formulated by the Dominica Labour Party administration.
Absolute garbage. You cannot say to an opposition party that has presented its own budget before the Prime Minister brought his to Parliament to say that we're not interested in the suffering of poor people. We're doing much more in our budget to improve the lives of poor people in this country than Mr. Skerritt can manage in his own budget. The media, I'm inviting you, do the analysis. Go through the proposals, see what is there, and come to your own conclusions about which set of proposals better serves the needs of Dominica at this time. The need for jobs, and the need for better capability to care for a poor and vulnerable.
In news from the region, the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, CDEMER, is experiencing major difficulties meeting objectives because member countries are not paying up. The Antigua Observer newspaper Friday reported the agency's executive director, Ronald Jackson, saying inadequate contributions by member states are causing a circular negative effect because without that money, CDEMER cannot build internal mechanisms to qualify it for international financing. Jackson said during a courtesy visit to Minister of Social Transformation and Human Resource Management, Samantha Marshall, that CDEMER has managed to currently negotiate 20 million euros for the next 5 years, of which they will only receive 4.9 million euros. Questioning the move, he says the European Union did not think the agency had the infrastructure internally to manage all 20 million euros. CDEMER membership covers a total of 18 Caribbean countries, including all members of CARICOM. And on the international scene this news time, Israeli strikes hit a crowded shopping area in Gaza City Wednesday, hours after tank shells tore through the walls of a UN school crowded with war refugees in the deadliest of a series of air and artillery attacks that pushed the Palestinian death toll above 1,300 in more than 3 weeks of fighting. The bloodshed came on the heels of an escalation by both sides, fighting in the embattled coastal territory, further dimming prospects for a sustainable ceasefire despite international diplomatic efforts. The attack on the UN school in the Jebelia refugee camp was the second deadly strike on a UN compound in a week. Tank shells slammed into the compound before dawn, said a spokesman for the UN Relief and Works Agency, which is sheltering more than 200,000 people displaced by the fighting at dozens of UN schools across Gaza. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. Opposition UWP defends decision to walk out of Parliament. Disaster agency shot in the foot by CARICOM members' failure to pay, and Israeli strikes hit UN school, a Gaza shopping area. Once again, the news has been brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited, Courts Dominica Limited, Dragon Windows, and Orange Media. Remember, if you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.